Okay, I guess it's 4 o'clock, so we'll call the meeting to order. Roll call.
McGill?
Here.
Anderson, absent. Scarlett?
Here.
Youngberg, absent. Brecky?
Here.
Okay, thank you all. In front of you, you've got the agenda for today's meeting, April the 20th of 2016. Any additions or questions about the agenda? If not, the agenda will approve as stated. Also, you received the minutes from the 3/16 meeting. It's in front of you. You looked at it. Any additions or adjustments to those minutes? Motion to approve? Motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor of approval?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on, as the way this, we're now down to the section public comment. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to make any comments on any previous business before we get into the business at hand? Any previous meetings, anything of that nature? One other comment also, if you do wish to speak, make sure you're signed in at the door up here. And so is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the request, the hearing for the conditional use permit by J.B. Holland Construction. So, staff?
Okay, thank you. This is a conditional use permit request. As you mentioned, it's case number 01-16. They're requesting to construct two borrow pits, two separate pits, containing approximately 7 acres each, and they're proposing to extract approximately 100 cubic yards of dirt from each borrow pit. The applicant is J.B. Holland Construction. They're from 2092 Highway 9 West, Decorah, Iowa. Property owners are C.G. Lee Joint Venture. That individual represents the north parcel, which is a little over 27 acres. The south parcel, property owner is Joseph Sabers, and it contains about 37 acres. Background information, the properties, both parcels are zoned A1 Agricultural District, as is all the adjacent parcels surrounding the north and the south parcel. Current land use, the north parcel consists primarily of agricultural row crop. The south parcel is approximately two-thirds agricultural row crop, about one-third woods with an elevated ridge. Both parcels are located within the floodplain. J.B. Holland was awarded a contract from the DOT to construct the first phase of the I-35 improvements, which include constructing two southbound lanes that are approximately 2.5 miles in length, and they're on the west side of the I-35 freeway. They have reached agreements with both property owners to extract dirt from both of those parcels, and we'll show you here where those are at in a minute. Both parcels, again, are located on the west side of I-35. They're just adjacent to the I-35 limits, and they will be meeting the county's setback requirements. While it's a separate project, the timing of this project relates to the project that involves the removal and replacement of the two bridges that go across the Skunk River, as well as the 260th Avenue Bridge. So timing-wise, the DOT wanted this work to take place at the same time as these two bridge projects. North parcel is located within the floodplain completely, and approximately the east half of the south parcel is located within the floodplain. The floodplain application permit has been submitted and reviewed by the county. The existing I-35 right-of-way will be used to enter and exit onto the parcels. None of the adjacent parcels to these two parcels will be used. They won't be using any of the adjacent roads or properties. The movements with their equipment will primarily be east and west from the I-35 right-of-way to each of these parcels. Getting to the equipment that they're going to use, Cat 740 off-road truck, John Deere 450 excavators, Cat 6N dozer, and other smaller equipment. All equipment and vehicle, employee vehicles will be parked within the DOT right-of-way or the project site. They will be using portable toilets, and again, 7 acres in size, 100 cubic yards of dirt, 15 feet in depth. Depth to water table is approximately 3 to 5 feet. Hours of operation, 6 a.m. to 7:30. They're going to be working primarily 5 days a week, occasionally 6 days, and planning to be completed in November of this year. End-use plan, they'll stay in private ownership, and they're proposing to convert those for fishing and hunting. It also provide habitat for wild animals. The estimated cost for restoration of both pits is approximately $11,000. We're into the aerial photos. This is the I-35 interchange with U.S. Highway 30. And again, the north parcel is right here. It's 27 acres. The south parcel is right there. And distance between the two is about 1.5 miles. The red line represents the work that they're doing. Again, they're putting in two lanes. They're grading for two lanes. You can see the Skunk River that goes meanders through the freeway right away. And again, the DOT under separate project, not this one, will be replacing those two bridges, as well as this bridge that goes across 260th Avenue. These white spots represent staging for equipment and employee vehicles. So there's one here and one down on 280th Street. This is from a plan view. Again, you can see the bridges over Skunk River, the bridge to be replaced over 260th Street, and then the interchange, I-35, U.S. Highway 30. This is the north parcel. The borrow area is approximately where that box is shown. You can kind of see the original oxbow of the river channel. There was some questions that were raised by the conservation staff. They wanted to make sure that they weren't extracting any of the material from the previous oxbow areas. They will not be. So their concerns have been addressed. This is a construction drawing. This shows that they're going to be meeting the 50-foot setback that's required. And then this yellow line represents the drive in and out. And again, the movements are going to be lateral, east-west. They're going to be working within the right-of-way. And if you've traveled along the freeway south, they put up barricades to protect the motoring traffic from the proposed construction equipment. But again, they will not be using any of the adjacent parcels to do their work. This is a pictometry view. Again, we're at the north parcel. It's the freeway. The extraction area is going to be right in here. This is the south parcel. Again, about a third of it is in row crops now. There is a ridge here and treed area, approximately 20 to 25 feet in grade change. So, you know, this will provide some buffering to the land uses to the west, which is primarily agricultural. And then the construction drawing, they're showing that they're meeting the 50-foot setback requirement. And then the pictometry view. And then this is just a bonus to show, this is the flyover. They're proposing to build a bridge that would extend north to west, and that's that red line, which I think they're going to start work on this year, not J.B. Holland, but someone else. And it's kind of a part of the overall picture of the work that's occurring. And I think completion 2017 is what I heard. So we're into the staff recommendation information that's identified in the Story County Land Development Regulations. The first part with regard to conditional uses talks about compatibility and how this particular use would be compatible or how it would affect adjacent land. Both parcels, again, are located on the west side of the I-35 interstate. On the short term, it's likely that there'll be a distraction from what typically you would experience in an agricultural rural setting. But again, this is a temporary, short-term use. They're supposed to wrap up on or before November of this year. There is no single-family dwellings adjacent to the north parcel. There is a 25-acre conservation parcel, which is a part of a larger conservation area owned by the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. The property owner to the south does own an adjacent 46-acre parcel. His house is on that parcel. There's also two adjacent single-family dwellings that are approximately one quarter of a mile northwest of that south parcel. No buildings are proposed for either borrow project site. And again, upon completion, they'll be provided a habitat. Again, it'll stay in private ownership to be used for hunting and fishing. Transition, the borrow pits will meet the 50-foot setback, as we mentioned. It is adjacent to the conservation property to the north parcel. Again, the woods and the ridge will provide some buffering, and again, just the elevation of that ridge. I don't know that they'll actually see too much activity. They may hear some things in the short term, but with the trees and that ridge, it will provide some buffering. And then, of course, this is directly adjacent to the I-35 freeway. It's heavily used, motor vehicle traffic, truck traffic. With regard to traffic, all the routing of trucks and equipment will stay within the existing DOT right-of-way and or on the two parcels that we showed you. And they did put up concrete barrier to provide a protection from the motor vehicles and truck traffic using the freeway and the equipment that will be used for this project. Parking and loading, there is no specific standard with regard to this particular use. But again, the staging of that will occur within the right-of-way or on the private properties. No signage or outdoor lighting is planned. Environmental protection, again, the boundaries will be located outside the previous River Oxbows. Again, the conservation staff had some questions about that. They're going to be outside of the treat area as well on that south parcel. And we did put something in there in the condition to make sure that those areas are protected. They are required to apply for a National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit from the state. And along with that, they're also required to submit a stormwater pollution prevention plan. Upon completion, they do have a requirement, or they are planning to spread topsoil and seed any area that's been used or disturbed. The county's land development regulations do provide for a maximum slope up to 5:1 for areas outside of the water and areas into the water. And again, that's a maximum slope. Usually in a floodplain, creating a hole or a crevice is a good thing because it provides for additional relief and capacity for floodwaters. With regard to comments from the other departments, we did receive comments from the conservation. With the information that the applicants provided, they addressed their concerns and comments. Engineering department did give us a heads up about the Skunk River Bridge and the bridge that's planned for 260th Avenue. We did send notices to all the landowners within each of the parcels within a quarter mile on March 25 before the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, and we did it again April 8th before the Board of Adjustment meeting. We only received one phone call after the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, and it was somebody who owned property, I think from the near the north parcel, and she was just inquiring about the project. I think to get more details about it. The Planning and Zoning Commission did meet April 6th, and they did recommend approval with these four conditions. The first condition is the east limits of the wooded area located on the south parcel shall be marked with fencing, lath, or other related material to assist in keeping equipment, vehicles from disturbing trees and root systems. Two, the applicant shall submit floodplain development permit. They've done that. It's gone through the review cycle. Three, the applicant shall provide a bond equal to $11,000, again, to cover post-closure improvement requirements. If they don't do that within a year, then the county would have a bond that we can use to make sure that that work gets completed. Four, the applicant shall contact the Story County Planning and Development Department to request a site inspection, and so that we can check to make sure that all of the site improvements have been completed. So with that, the Story County Planning and Zoning Commission did again recommend approval. They are asking that you look at number two, which is the Board of Adjustment recommends approval of the conditional use permit. Again, this is case number CUP 01-16 with the four conditions. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Or any questions for the staff?
No.
Any comments from anyone here from J.P. Holland?
No, I think Jerry said pretty much everything.
Okay. Very good. No comments, then I guess we'll close deliberations. Move forward. I guess as I look at it, the only question is that I had the stormwater pollution prevention plan, all that. That's
a state requirement.
State requirement. Okay.
It's because of the size of the area that they're disturbing.
Yep. Any other questions? Well, I think it's fairly cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
That I'll entertain a motion.
Do you have the motion?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Number two.
I move that we, the Story County Board of Adjustment, approve the conditional use permit as put forth in case CUP 01-16 with the conditions recommended by the Story County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second. Motion and second. Roll call vote.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Brecky?
Aye.
Approved, gentlemen.
Continue digging.
There you go. Any other business come before the board? Staff, any comments?
I just want to give you an update on the C2C plan. Future dates. The plan will be before the Planning and Zoning Commission May 4 at 4 o'clock. It'll be the public hearing to approve the plan. And then May 17 from 1 to 2:30, we're doing a work session before the Board of Supervisors. And then on June 7 at 10 a.m., it's before the Board of Supervisors public hearing for adoption.
Okay.
Good.
Right? And our next meeting is May 18th. For those of you who are here, is everybody planning on being at the meeting?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Plan on being here.
Okay.
I do.
I think so.
I will by then.
Yeah.
I better have. Good.
That's all I have.
Is it going to be something fun?
Careful.
Hey,
Mickey.
I did the same.
You have to define fun before you
be careful.
Like this was fun.
Yeah. I don't think we got any. I don't think we have anything in the hopper yet.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'm in favor.
Me too.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now Lynn gets